The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from our Father, the presiding pastor of Trinity Household of Faith, Reverend Ebenezer Olawo.
And God's people say, better amen. A better amen. I welcome you again to God's presence. I'd like you to welcome your neighbor and say, welcome to God's presence this morning. Welcome to the sanctuary of the welcome to the arena of signs and wonders. Can you welcome seven persons? Welcome to the arena of signs and wonders. The arena of signs and wonders. Is that all you want to do this morning? Can you do it tomorrow? Another seven persons. We're just here to praise him. Welcome to an arena of signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Do you know it's a miracle? It's a miracle. It's a miracle to be alive. Is that not so? Do you know it's a miracle to be alive? David said, it's by you. In Psalm 3 verse 5, by you I lay down, I slept, and I awoke, for you, Lord, sustained me. Who kept you alive? Can I hear you call him again? Jesus. You can do it better. Let him hear. Jesus. I lay down, I slept, and I woke up. Not any drug woke me up. You could have used Valium to sleep. What drug will wake you up? No drug can wake you up. It is God that sustained you and woke you up. Psalm 4 verse 8. I will both lay down in peace and sleep. For you who, how many? Alone. O Lord, make me dwell where? Hallelujah. Can you help me do something again? Seven persons tells you, I thank God for your life. For your life. I thank God for your life. Hallelujah. David said in Psalm 89 says, with my mouth, I will do what? I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of God. If you know you are grateful, come and sing it. Don't let somebody sing it for you.
Sing of the mercies of the Lord.
We love.
Amen. If you want to put your hands together, do it better. Amen. Psalm 150 verse 6. Everybody, let's stand on our feet and read just one verse of the scripture. Everybody, wherever you are, please stand on your feet, except you are strong, you are here. You can, if you can, please stand up. Let's go. Let everything. If you have breath in you, excuse me. You don't shout like this in the mortuary. Everybody is quiet. Hallelujah. Those of you are the gallery. You are in the gallery, you are not in the mortuary. You are here, every one of you, you are in this sanctuary. Those of you who have been following this thing online on the recent news, the one mommy just shared. A plane was coming and was about landing mid-air. From the tower, they have spoken, they have communicated with the tower. It was about landing. A military helicopter was going up. Before you know it, they crashed and they plunged in the river. Nobody survived. Inside, I saw young ladies who were going for ice skating competition, young beautiful ladies. I saw both teenagers and I saw both old people. All of them will anybody question God? You know, sometimes some of us don't know the reason why we need to praise Him. Nobody will question Him. Nobody will question Him. You, even if you have not gone anywhere, you came from your house to this place this morning. Is that not so? And you are going to return home safely. I like you to show it joyfully. The Bible says, make a joyful what? Everybody come on, give the Lord a shout. Listen to it. When the scripture says, a brutish man does not know. Psalm 92, verse 4 and 5. Before you sit down. Psalm 92, let's take it from verse 4, because of time. For you, O Lord, let's go. Have made me glad through your work. First of all, before you go ahead, give me another translation of that scripture, that good news message, whatever. Let's go. You thrill me, Lord. All you have done for me, I sing for joy because what you have done. Another one. You made me so happy, God. I saw your work. And I what? He has made me glad. Shout, shout. Now continue. Now go back to the New King James Version. Continue to verse 5. Still standing if you see have the strength. Verse 5. Oh Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are what? Very deep. Next. You know, those who don't praise the Lord, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to be insulting. But I just want to tell you what the scripture says. If a man, a woman, a person who does not appreciate what God has done is a what? Senseless man. If someone calls you a senseless man, will you like it? A senseless man. I think the old King James Version says a brutish man. Some other translation says a fool. Another person says a naive man, an ignorant man. An ignorant, a man who cannot. You saw, you know those days there's this supermarket. They call it fast supermarket. That's where you now have what, is it what petrol you around there now? As in Mridala, you see, this blind man will be singing. Okwe mi po lodore.
Aye, fineku. Bojo moyo ni dere. Okwe ye baba.
One more time.
Okwe mi po.
Anytime you see someone who doesn't appreciate, don't blame the person. This just is that the person is just, I don't want to call it. That's the word of scripture. That's what the scripture says. When you see somebody who doesn't appreciate God, he doesn't see any reason why you have to praise him. That's what the scripture says. But I know all of you here, you are not senseless. You are not brutish. You are not fools. You are wise people. People who understand what God is doing. Hallelujah. You are appreciative, grateful people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grateful people in the house, shout one more hallelujah. Sana. Hallelujah. Jump on your feet and shout. Hosanna. Oh, Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Please be seated now. Are you happy to be in church? I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Okay, for a few minutes, let me just tell you something. Let's hear a story. You know, there's this story that we shared before. I think Mommy also shared it here in one of these meetings during the few days ago. A young lady came home and she just came and she wanted to just came with her friends and pick some things, and they were about going out for an outing. Her friend drove the car and she came in. There were about two or three people inside the car. She just rushed inside and picked some things. And Mommy said, wait. Now that since I said, Mommy said she should not go, and she insisted she would go. And Mommy now said, okay. So she wanted to go, please, and wait, wait, and rush to the car. Stop. And he said, let me just pray with you. May the Lord go with you. Now one of the persons inside the car said, don't worry. God cannot go with us. There's no space inside the car for God. Because we're already filled up. No space inside the car, except inside the boot. You know, God is not an intruder. I hope you know it. God is not an intruder. He does not force himself into people's life. And he said, except God can stay inside the boot. Lo and behold, and they drove up. I'm sure God had, although God will have felt insulted. But you know, the Bible talks about him that a broken reed he will not even break, a smoking flask he will not quench, so gentle. Although it's a consuming fire, it can be very gentle. Very, that's why scripture says, if the Lord will mark iniquities, who will stand? It's so wonderful. So they drove up. I'm sure God had, and God decided to say, okay. It's like when Jesus was inside Mary was about to give birth to Jesus, and they said there was no space in the inn. The one who created all things, they said no space for him. They had to give birth to Jesus where? The inn. So I'm sure God said, okay, no problem, don't trouble them. God just decided to go inside the boot. Decided to stay inside the boot. And as they drove off, bye-bye, Mommy, bye-bye, we are going. Leave us, we are wasting our time. And they drove off fast. Few minutes after they went, they heard that they had a ghastly motor accident. Everybody inside the car died. The car was smashed beyond recognition. But you know the interesting thing is that the crate of egg, there's one crate of egg inside the boot. No one of the eggs broke. Not one of the eggs in the crate broke. No crack. God was there. You know that God is the secret of your life, why you are here today. Why you have not been damaged. Do you know it? He says in Isaiah 42 verse 8, he said, I'm God, I created all things, I'm God. He said, my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to any graven images. One thing that God loves so much is when people appreciate him. He loves people who are appreciative, people who are just grateful. I just want to say thank you. You can't thank him enough. Just say thank you. 30 days have gone again. Like yesterday, when did we say Happy New Year? Do you know how many have gone within these 30 days? Do you know it? Within these 30 days? Do you know it? Sometimes some of us just assume, just take it as assumption. It's just assuming, I'm smart, I'm good. Smart and good, no. Mercy. Then my glory I'm not going to give. So he's happy when you give him glory. Like I told you the other day, anytime you take the praise to God, the praise of God, you are a kidnapper. You are taking credit for what does not belong to you. What you don't know about, you are taking the credit for it. You are a kidnapper of God's praise. What belongs to him? That's why the scripture says, let everything that has breath, have breath, praise the Lord. You have life because a dead a living dog is better than a dead lion. Living dog. It doesn't matter. As long as we say, what has God done to me? Look, can you imagine what I'm passing through? A living dog is better than a dead lion. So we got to cultivate a habit, an attitude of praise. That's scripture in the book of Isaiah chapter 38, I think verse 18 and 19, thereabout, and says, for sure, the dead cannot praise you. The dead cannot praise you. I'm alive to sing your praise. The dead cannot praise you. Dead cannot praise you. I'm alive to sing your praise. Give me that scripture again. He said, for sure cannot thank you. Death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth. Verse 19. The living man, he shall praise you. Everything that has breath. The living man shall praise you. As I do when? Just like you are doing today. The Father shall make known your truth to all, to the children. Give me the Message Bible. 18:19. Let's read it. Everybody, when to go? The dead don't thank you. And choirs don't do what? Don't sing praises from the morgue, from the mortuary. Those buried 6 feet under don't witness to your faithful ways. It is the living men, live women, who thank you just as I am doing now. Okay, let's stop there. Choirs don't sing their song in the morgue. You don't see choir, go to the morgue and say, great is thy faithfulness in the morgue. Choir don't sing in the morgue. Everybody's just. He said, only living men and living women, just like you are doing today. We got to just cultivate the habit. You know, when Jesus, you know that story of the 10 lepers that Jesus healed in the book of Luke chapter 15, chapter 17. One of them came back in verse 15. He didn't come quietly, because you know the interesting thing about it is that some people they can talk outside. Then when they come to the time of praise, in the presence of God, they are mute. You know what David said? David said, when he was under, you know the time when he wrote that psalm, the psalm we've been considering, that Psalm 34, when he says from verse 10 downward, from 11 downward, said, come, children, let me teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days that he may see good? Let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. Let him do good and seek peace. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, the ears are open to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off their remembrance on the face of the earth. You know, when he said that, You know how many people followed David when he was running away from Saul? He was in exile, self-exile. First of all, 400 men. Men who were debtors, who were wounded, and so on and so forth. They were following him. He was walking with them, training them. Later on, the Bible says they became 600 men. Listen to this. Under that situation, when someone felt cheated, he was to be a king. He was been anointed that he would be a king. They've announced him, he'll be a king. And yet somebody stood on his way. You know, some of us will sing this song. And it's you about and it was your balori of Amyo.
Tolo fijo bato pera renoba. Tola yolaru loku miku. Emi mi moro walu koye shebi yoba.
Okay, what to do? Essay. You know, throughout, David, with all these men who were with him, they were great warriors. They were bitter against Saul, who was doing like that to their master. David also, that David did not allow it. In the midst of this, David said, he warned these people, he said, hey, don't say what you are not supposed to say in the midst of this temptation. No, keep your mouth shut. Don't speak evil. Don't speak deceit. Please don't say things that are not right. Use your mouth well. Keep short. That's why the scripture says, Solomon said, when a wise man, you know, a man who is wise, hold his tongue. If a person is wise, a person holds his tongue, he will be regarded, a fool holds his tongue, he will be regarded as even a wise man. And he said, don't talk in the midst of this temptation. So David did not talk. He had opportunity of doing a lot of things to David or to Saul. He did not talk. And he taught his men, don't talk. Don't insult a king. Don't insult the ruler. Don't allow it. Don't allow the temptation. So he kept quiet. He didn't use his tongue wrongly. But he said, when I get to the house of the Lord, I will not keep quiet. I will praise. I will proclaim your praise. So it means that he knew when to keep quiet. He knew when to speak out. You know, the opposite happens in the body of Christ. You see a lot of people, when they get outside, they shout. Then when they get to the house of the Lord, they are mute. Praise. But just a few minutes outside, they begin to talk. But when they are in the house of the Lord, they don't praise. They don't talk. David said, with my mouth, I will do what? With joyful praise. Joyful praise. Say, because your loving kindness is better than life, I will praise you. Thus will I bless you. I will lift up my hands in your praise. My soul shall be satisfied with fatness, and I will praise you with joyful lips. My mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Psalm 65. When I remember you upon my bed and I meditate upon you, in the night watches, because you have been my help, therefore under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows hard after you close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. He said, I will. Friends, develop a heart of gratitude everywhere you go. Jesus healed in that Luke chapter 17, verse 15. Jesus healed 10. 9 people were grateful. Now, 1 person was grateful, rather. 9 people were ungrateful. 1 person. And the 1 person returned in verse 15. One of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back, not quietly. Not quietly. Doing what? Shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. I can't keep quiet. I won't be silent. Friends, develop a heart of gratitude. Every day, every night, 1 minute, don't miss it. Praise. Let your life itself show forth its praise. Can I put this one right here? The greatest praise you can give to the Lord is your life. That's the greatest, the best praise that God will accept from you is your life. There's this song that says, let my life be a temple. Of your embrace, let it be a holy habitation.
Where your spirit is pleased to dwell.
Oh Lord, I want
to know your glory.
I want to offer the sacrifice of praise.
Fill this temple, Lord,
with your spirit once again. The greatest sacrifice. He said, I beseech you some. Romans 12 verse 1, he said, I beseech you, brethren. Friends, listen to it. Listen to this. He said, I plead with you, brethren, that you present yourself unto God, your bodies unto God as a living sacrifice. Give it to him. Holy. Everybody, let's read it together. Let's want to go. One to go, everybody, everywhere. Which is what? One translation says, your most acceptable worship. Your best worship. The greatest worship you can give to him is your life. The greatest worship you can give. I cry, Abba, Father.
Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, our Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
Take it from the beginning. Take it from the beginning. As often as I
breathe,
let my
whole life be expressions of your grace.
Daily as I live,
as often as I breathe,
let my whole life
be expressions of your.
Take it again.
Daily, as I live.
As often as I breathe. Let my whole life
be expressions of your grace.
I cry, Abba, Father.
We cry, Abba, Father.
Hallowed.
Yes.
Worship and gratitude. If God is doing all this thing for you, one of the best ways to just show to him is that, Lord, I want to live my life for you. That's the best. Friends, are you with me, church? That's the best you can give to him. If you live contrarily, you know, you are showing ingratitude. You are showing the greatest ingratitude. There are three ways you thank God. You thank God for what he has done. You thank God for what he is doing. You thank God for what he will do. You thank God for what he has done. You thank God for what he is doing. And you thank God for what he has done. Does anybody here have any reason to thank God for what God has done? If you are here, can I hear you say, I am. Is God doing anything in your life right now? How many of you believe God for a wonderful 2025? Hallelujah. Thanking God for the great things that God is going to do. I see a very great 2025. You know, I told you the other time, I see someone coming to this place and crying a cry of joy. He's coming and just crying. You cannot even explain it. You just started shedding tears. Because God told me, he said, I'm the one who lives from the poor. Like he told Anna, I live from the poor. I leave the poor from the dust and the beggar from the ash heap. And I set upon the high places with the princes of men. God is a lifter. Someone here, this is the word of the Lord for you this year. God will lift you up. Listen to it. Your lifting will not be ordinary. It's going to be supernatural. Your story will suddenly change. Your case will become a reference point. Did you hear that? I say your case will be a reference point. People will use your case as a prayer point. Do I have that person in this house? I'm saying again, this is the word of the Lord. Your case will become a prayer point. People, you use your case to pray and say, God, as you have done for this person, do it for me. That will be your testimony. If you are the one, let me hear you say the loudest amen. You know, when we were talking about it the other time, when I said to settle means, from the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 15, it says, he took Adam and settled him in the Garden of Eden. He took him from a point and placed him in a point, another place. And I said, there are three levels. You have the Rehoboth, you have the land of rich fulfillment, you have the wealthy place. And I said it that this year, God is going to relocate somebody. Before the end of this year, somebody here in this place, your position will change. Hallelujah. I said this some times ago. You know, that's why some words like this, coming like this, don't joke with them. Just make sure you align yourself with the word of the Lord. I said this some times ago, and I told you that story. This family, they are not here now. They were sitting at the back. It was even a Tuesday anointing service. And I said, you know, most people, when you come to church, you don't want to sit in the front. You stay at the back seat. that day, as I was speaking by the Spirit of the Lord, I said, everybody move forward. And as you are moving forward, God is changing your level. And that there is a particular person here, God is saying, as you are moving forward, I'm relocating you. And the man said, he turned to his wife, he said, would I be our number sorrow? Our number sorrow. And he took his wife, said, let's move. And they move forward. That day, in the evening of that day, this transformation in the life of this couple started. He came, I didn't know anything. He came back to meet me. I was going to my old glory office, you know it. I was going, he stopped me on the road and he said he wanted to see me. I remember I was supposed to go in for the Hill City School devotion in the morning by 8 o'clock. I was to enter. He stopped me and he said he wanted to see me. I said, no, I need to go there. Please, can you wait for me for 15 minutes? He said, sir, I need to see you very. He said, it's so urgent. He said, I need to see you. I need to see you. You know, when testimony about him, go no dara. You want to? He could not believe it. He was shaking. He said, I want to see you. I said, can't he wait? Look, I need to go. In fact, he made me to miss that meeting that day. By the time he came, he said, this is the reason. He said, he cannot stop it. He said, oh, yeah, he's too shocked. He's too surprised. I'm praying for somebody here who believes this word. I don't know your case. But this year, God will give you a pleasant surprise. If you are the one, let your amen be louder than your neighbor. Believe it. A pleasant surprise. I don't know how, but a pleasant surprise. God will show up for you. The Almighty God will show up for you. In the name of Jesus. I want to ask. I want to ask for a miracle for somebody here. I want to ask for a miracle for 30, how many days in the month of January? I want to ask for a miracle for 31 person here. The Bible tells me, that's the word is just coming to me now. The Bible tells me in the book of Job chapter 5 verse 9. Say, who does great things, past finding out, marvelous things. Who does great things and unsearchable? Marvelous things without what? Give me 9:10. Also, Job 9:10. Job 9:10. Almost repeating the same thing. Who does great things and unsearchable things, marvelous things without number? Give me the old King James Version. Which doeth great things and unsearchable things, marvelous things without number? Job 9 verse 10. Thank you. Let's go. We does great things, past finding out. Yes, wonders without number. God told me, covenanted with me, and said, this ground will be the arena for signs and wonders. He said, every time we gather, I'm going to do wonders. Although this is not a miracle service, God said to me now, I want to perform a miracle. For 31 persons, wonders without number. 31 persons. Father, you have put it in my spirit right now. The God of wonders. Hey, Moses and Miriam sang that song that day. It says, who is like unto thee?
To thee,
oh Lord,
oh God, among the gods,
who is need, but I stand in the name of the God of wonders. I say that wonder you need in your life, in your situation, in your family, right now, receive it! In the name of Jesus, let the hand of wonder touch you now. Let the hand of wonder touch you. Let the hand of touch, the hand of wonder touch you. The hand of wonder. Now, let the God of wonder visit you. The God of wonder, right now. 31 person. 'Said, however, you must not hinder me. Don't take my gifts and receive my person. Gah! Someone says, just give me your gifts. I don't need you. The Lord said to me, don't hinder my move in your life. If God has spoken, you know God has said it to you, and you believe it. And you want to say, Jesus, I don't want to hinder you from working in my life. I'm surrendering to you completely. I don't want to hinder you. Pastor, please pray with me. And I mean it. I mean it. Can I pray with you? Quickly, wherever you are. Say, Jesus, I don't want to hinder you. I surrender to you my whole life from this moment. Pastor, pray with me. Can I pray with you? Let me pray with you. Say to him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Anything that can hinder you in my life, please remove it from me. I surrender my life to you, Jesus. Say to him wherever you are, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I surrender my body. I give to you. My heart, I give to you. My heart, I give to you. My body I give to you. Everything I surrender to you. Can I pray with you? Say to the Lord. Let me pray with you right now. You have said a prayer. Put your left hand on your chest now. Quickly. Your left hand on your chest. As you put your left hand on your chest, say to him, this heart is yours from today. Just say it one word. Jesus, this heart is yours. Let me pray with you right now. Lift up your right hand to God wherever you are. Your right hand up. Thank you, my sister. I can see the hand. Thank you. Thank you. Wherever you are, up to the gallery. Thank you. I surrender to you. Wherever you are, I pray for you today. This is your moment. Don't allow these wonders to go away from you. Lord, thank you. I pray for your children. As many of here today who are saying, Jesus, forgive me. I surrender to you. Please forgive. Lord, the God of wonders. What God will do in your life. People will ask you, when did this happen? How did this start? This is what I sense here. Now I pray for these ones, Father, please establish them and keep them in your love. In the name of Jesus. Please come, let me lay my hand upon you. Come, let me lay my hand on you. Come, those of you, listen, come, let me lay my hand on you. All of you, wherever you are, come, let me lay my hand on you. Be quick. Those of you from gallery, wherever you are, come, quickly. Wherever you are, those of you, come quickly, let me lay my hand on you. From, you are coming, please be fast. Lord Jesus, Lord, I pray for your daughter. In the name of Jesus, I plead that the blood of Jesus will cleanse her from her sins. Write her name in the book of life. Give her assurance of this salvation from today. In the name of Jesus, by the grace of God upon my life, I release that same grace upon your life. Grace to succeed. Grace for total transformation. Starting from your heart, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make your life a wonder for your family. God will raise you as a wonder for your family. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Lord, thank you very much. We are grateful. Just lift up your hand. Everybody lift up your hands again. And say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just say to him, thank you. We cannot stop thanking him. Amen.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website, www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms @thfchurchng. Thank you.